or you can reach me through my Facebook page for this show, which is Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. So stay tuned next week. Hopefully we got, we got some special guests coming up in the weeks to come and all this sort of good stuff. But alas, it is 7:30 and the show I have here for Exploding Head Movies is exactly an hour and 30 minutes. So have a good night, Vancouver. I'll see you next week. Stay tuned for Exploding Head Movies.
This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
the title track to their second studio album. That was Gaspard Auger and Xavier de Rosnay, better known as Justice, with Audio, Video, Disco. The follow-up album to their successful debut, 2007's The Cross, Audio, Video, Disco presents a more proggy sound with what's described as daytime music. So, good evening. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's graciously thankful community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable. You can find us in Vancouver and on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be covering this roast beast until 9 p.m. This Thanksgiving show is pre-recorded, so there's no need to call in to the station at this time, but you can always email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Gaspard Auger helped collaborate on a recent film with Mr. Wazo, an absurd low-budget thriller called Rubber. So we heard Auger along with Wazo at the start of the show with Symfo 8 from Rubber, and later on in this episode we'll actually hear a few more cues from that film. However, we'll start off with Braids, originally an act from Calgary that relocated to Montreal. Earlier this year, they recorded the second album called Native Speaker, and Braids are currently touring Eastern Canada and Atlantic US in support of that album. However, they did have some time to record a split 7-inch with Purity Ring, and we're actually going to listen to a different Purity Ring track that's not on that 7-inch, but from it, here's Braids with Peach Wedding.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Thank you.
that was Purity Ring with Lofty Cries, the B-side to the recent 7-inch Ungirthed. And that's not one of the songs that they've shared on the split single with Braids, who we heard before with Peach Wedding. And Purity Ring are a duo out of Edmonton, featuring Megan James and Corin Roddick. And Corin Roddick used to be part of the band Gobble Gobble, who is now called Born Gold, if that's any confusion at all. Right now they're doing a little bit of a tour in Eastern Canada. Next up on Exploding Head Movies is Digits, which is the alias of Alt Altman out of Toronto, and he's a former trumpet player with the act Ghost Is Dancing. If you go to his site, digitsmusic.com, you can download a few of free EPs. There's also a Gordon Lightfoot cover and then a Stephen Harper protest song, and you can sign up for his first album, which is Hold It Close. From the Only Affection EP, here's Digits with Because It's Wrong. We started that set off with Digits, with Because It's Wrong, off his Only Affection EP. Then we heard Zola Jesus there with Night, off the Stradulum EP, which came out last year. And it's the work of Russian-American Nika Rosa Danilova, who grew up in small-town Wisconsin. And Stradulum was inspired by the 1979 Giulio Paradisi film of the same name. And hopefully you caught her when she played October 7th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Her latest album just came out last month, called Conatus. And then we just heard Maria Minerva with California Scheming off the cassette/album Talon at Dawn. And Maria Minerva is the alias of Maria Jur, J-U-U-R, an Estonian girl who studied art at the Estonian Academy of Arts. Then she moved to London, and she gave up her career as being a freelance critic and became a musician. And she actually went to the Goldsmith College, the same place where Blur's Damon Albarn went to. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Can you turn the click off?
So hard to keep myself from moving on. Let's stay on top of the sands. If you don't really want it, if you don't really care, if you don't really want it, then why here? Are you here? Hey, you, it's a cry out in the open air. That's the way you get hurt. Trust me.
And that was Banana Ripple by the Junior Boys, Jeremy Greenspan and Matt Didymus from Hamilton. And you can find that off of this year's album, It's All True, which harkens back a bit to their debut album, which was 2004's Last Exit. Junior Boys right now are touring the Eastern Seaboard. And after stopping in Buffalo shortly, they're going to take a month off, then head over to Helsinki. November 16th, for all the listeners there in Finland, they're playing Tavastia before they resume the rest of a European tour, which brings them to Christmas. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies, and next up, a bit of a fusion between Nepal and Minnesota. So this is a collaboration between Shuying Drolma and Steve Tibbetts. And then Ani Shuying Drolma is a Tibetan monk. Ani is an honorific title referring to nun, and she's based on the Nagi Gompa Nunnery in Kathmandu, Nepal, and she's a musician in her own right. And Steve Tibbetts is a guitarist who specializes in a bit more modern techniques. And he visited the nunnery in 1994, and he collaborated with Shuying Drolma on a couple of albums. So what we're going to do is listen to, from the 1997 album Show, we're going to listen to Shuying Drolma and Steve Tibbetts with Tal.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
October is sure to be a busy month at the Biltmore. On October 6th, catch bands Hollow Moon, The Bleeding Hearts, and Pineapple, a supergroup featuring members of the SSRIs, Portage in the Main, and Prairie Cat. October 21st, jam out with Daydream Vacation, indie rocker Zeus, and local favorites Sun Wizard. For fans of the New Pornographers, you won't want to miss band member Catherine Calder and special guest Anime Bell on October 27th. To round out your month, October 29th brings the band Nurses all the way up from Portland to share the stage with Dominant Legs.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
I don't think you always know what I is sayings. I is sayings, where are you from? They're big boy. They're a big boy. You straight retarded or something?
Yeah, thanks, robot thing. From a self-titled 12-inch from the Big Love label, that was The Samps with Where You From. And The Samps features three members from Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, headed by guitarist Cole M. Greif Neal, who reportedly had no experience whatsoever with samplers during any of the recording time for that. Hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving Day so far. And any American listeners, happy Columbus Day. This is Exploding Head Movies here in CITR Vancouver. Next up, a couple energetic electronic numbers. Scuola Furano are the Italian duo of Borut Viola and Marco Bussolini from Gorizia. Their 2010 tribute EP features multiple remixes of that production team's earlier output, And we're going to listen to a remix by Fare Soldi, another Italian duo that rock parties in signature gold jackets. So this is the Shake Your Burek remix of Scuola Furano's Piña Colada. We'll be right back. Legendary French house producer Fred Falk with Australian synth-pop band Van She, Weird Vandroid with Master and Slave, slightly remixed there by the Van She tech team. And Vandroid is the name given to a lost film, a mid-80s grindhouse action film about a CIA agent, android, and a souped-up van. Check out Vandroid.com for the full fake experience. Meanwhile, hopefully those of you who went to the Waldorf last night managed to catch Fred Falk in action. My name is Gak. And this is Exploding Head Movies.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Yeah, this is Mickey Fitz from the business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.
Next up on Exploding Head Movies, it's time to take a look at Mr. Wazzo, the alias of musician-director Quentin Dupieux, taking a wee liberty on the French bird for bird, oiseau. We'll listen to his collaborated soundtrack with Gaspard Auger from Justice to last year's film Rubber, but let's listen to a couple tracks by Mr. Oiseau on his own. So from his 2008 album, Lamb's Anger, this is Gay Dentists. There was Mr. Wazzo with his best note song, written in 2 hours, apparently, on a Korg MS-20. Flat Beat. And that was the radio edit of Flat Beat. The original version is found on his debut album, 1999's Analog Worms Attack. And Flat Beat was used in a Levi's campaign that starred a yellow puppet designed by the Jim Henson team called Flat Eric. And you may have seen Flat Eric in the original version of the TV series The Office from the UK. Quentin Dupieux, the man behind Mr. Wazzo, directed those Levi's commercials. And amongst the many things that he has directed was his first film, 2007's Steak. His most recent film was last year's Rubber, a horror comedy about a sentient tire that comes to life in the Californian desert and finds it has psychokinetic ability to make inanimate objects and later animals' heads explode. Dupieux wrote the film and had assistance for the soundtrack with one half of Justice, and that's Gaspard Auger. So let's listen to the main theme to Rubber. Listener discretion is advised.
Again. Wake up. Let's go. Come on. Up.
Jesus, hardly slept a wink. This fucking insect, man.
I was really cold myself.
Quiet! Wake up!
Thank you.
We started off with the title track to the Rubber soundtrack, then we heard Crows and Guts, Tricycle Express, and then we closed with Dump, all by Mr. Oiseau and Justice's Gaspard Auger. Rubber premiered in Cannes last year and hit the festival circuit later on, including a contentious screening at Toronto's After Dark Festival. The Rubber soundtrack was released through the Edbanger label earlier this year, and Mr. Oiseau recently provided a remix to Justice's first single off their audio video disco album, Civilization. And that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and they'll guide you to midnight, at which point Canada Post Rock with P-Bone will close your holiday Monday. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast. Just go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule, and you'll find there under Monday Evenings. As well, you can just search iTunes for CITR. You can search iTunes and Facebook then for Exploding Head Movies as well for all that wonderful stuff. Next week, we're going to profile Canadian composer Michael Dana and his score to the recent Brad Pitt film Moneyball. We'll close off with Lauren Rinder and W. Michael Lewis, two L.A. disco producers that ran a production house that worked in the 70s with acts like El Coco, Saint-Tropez, and Le Pamplemousse. In 1977, Rinder and Lewis released a concept album about the seventh deadly sins, and from that album, this will be Pride. Enjoy yourselves, Vancouver, and happy Turkey Day, and happy Tofurkey Day to you all.
You are, of course, listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on Shaw Cable 88.5 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for Gavin Walker and The Jazz Show coming right up in 1 second.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.